We thank the Lord for the Church of God for this thing now. Brother Warner seemed to get a vision of it. He says it in his song. I believe there's scripture at the top of that song too. To preserve her pure and spotless, he must make a sacrifice. Now God, when he purchased this thing, he didn't purchase it with silver and gold, but with the precious blood of the Lamb, without spot. I would like to give us something to take home. I've been guilty of it too, so I put myself right along with you. To preserve her pure and spotless, God must make a sacrifice. Another scripture said, he that bringeth forth not fruit, he'll take it away.
Yes.
You take it away. And we could go on and on. It said it's a city that's set on a hill that cannot be hid. Can't be hid. Nobody can hide it. Nobody can cover it up. And he said, as Sister said, the word stands forever. In scripture we've heard preached about a highway of holiness, and no unclean thing shall pass over. No unclean thing shall pass over. And there's another scripture, I don't know what it's meaning, just exactly heaven or the church, but nothing shall enter in that shall defile.
Amen.
I guess you can use that twofold, I don't know. Nothing shall enter in that shall defile.
Amen.
Now, the scripture says that Christ is the head of the body, which is the church. And he said, I am the vine, and ye are the branches. And then the other say, he said, we are members in particular. Christ is the head of what? Of the church. In Revelation it says that he holds the seven stars in his hand. What's that mean? That means the ministry, doesn't it? He holds the seven stars.
Yes, thank Lord.
This ought to give us some real good feeling of assurance this morning.
Yes.
That God is taking care of this thing.
And seven means 100%.
It means complete.
Complete.
Means ever true minister of God. That's what he's talking about. All right, I say these to say this, and I would like for us to take something home. You take it what it's worth. I've been guilty of it. And I've heard it preached out of the pulpit, and I have too, I guess. And it's been mentioned, and I've corrected some folks over home that brought it out in our congregation. Didn't correct them, but I just said what I'm going to say to you. I would like for us to consider this. In this meeting, we've got other folks here this morning. We're glad for everyone that's here. But I have been operating under the impression that we're all ministers, except our wives and things, husbands. And so we're not talking to the lady. We're talking to brother ministers and sister ministers in the Lord. And so we're under the impression that you know something too. And so what I want to say, just before we take a prayer request, that I've heard this expression made, and you have too, and I've done it, it's been brought out here, that the church is going down. Is that a proper statement?
No.
That's plumb out of order. Now, when you say, just get up and say the church is going down or the church is compromising, you know what you're, what we're, I say you, I say we. You know our willing, see, Christ is the head. And we're the members of the body, which is the church. So when you say that the church is letting down, then you're saying Christ is letting down. That's what we're saying. Isn't that right, Brother Mate? May the Lord help us. I would like for us to, me too, in our preaching, in our talking, that we could adjust our vocabulary. Use more definite what I mean. And when you say that the ministers are not preaching the truth, then you're saying you're not preaching the truth because you're a minister too. When you say ministers, that's taking in every minister in the Reformation, and we know that is not so. Is that right, Brother Hartley? We need to watch what we're saying about it. I heard a message preached at Monarch a few years ago that if I'd have been looking for the Church of God and I'd have heard that message, I would have wanted nothing to do with it whatsoever. Because the expressions were made from the pulpit in the national camp meeting that the ministers have televisions in their homes. Ministers. Which minister? Does that mean all of us got television? Or? But do you see how people would listen to that? Takes everybody in. And the minister said that the ministers wear neckties. I don't see any in here. Shouldn't we learn to say if I see something that's coming into among the saints, or I see some saint losing ground, or Shouldn't I make my expression, well, I see some individuals that are letting down the standard.
Amen.
Wouldn't that be a better thing to say? Don't say the church is letting down the standard. It ain't letting down the standard. If it does, God will cut it off. God will cut it off. God will sacrifice it. This is just an expression we make. I know that. But it sounds so terrible. It sounds so terrible. It'll never compromise. God's church will never compromise. I might do it. I can do it. But I have enough confidence in you, brother, that if I get too far and I start preaching false doctrine, you're going to set me down.
Amen.
You'll set me down. You'll set me down pretty quick, too. And I need to be set down. May God help. I just want to leave that little burden with you. And you, I'm in on this, too. But, my, when we're preaching on the church, we need to keep it in its rightful place. Put it in its rightful place. And the world certainly don't need to hear how bad the church is.
That's right.
Brother Gibson, I always considered, well, he his His definite gift and calling was there in Jeremiah, wasn't it, 16:16 somewhere, he said he would send forth fishers and hunters.
Yes.
We feel like Brother Gibson, that was his special call.
Yes.
And I guess he won more people out of sectism than all of us folks put together, probably. I mean, it's got more revealed, you know, what I'm talking about. I go back east, and everywhere I go, and I meet new people. I say, "Well, I really found somebody here now that I can really lead to the saints." Brother Gibson already been there years ago.
One morning at prayer service in Monarch, early morning prayer service, just about everyone there, Brother Gibson was instrumental in being.
Amen. I went way over in the sticks and the hills where I live at now years ago, and I thought nobody had ever been here. I mean, saints, I mean. Got over there and got talking to Brother White, and years before that, Brother Gibson and Sister Gibson had been in that, right back in that isolated hill country. The little old trailer got stuck up and had to be pulled out of the mud. He went over there and visited them folks, and Brother White's wife, who despises the saints and the truth, I guess Brother Gibson was the only preacher that ever made any impression on her at all. She liked him. He was a man that had a special gift. I said all that to say this, that I understand that his method in dealing with people in other in movements and sectism was to show them the beautiful Church of God.
Wasn't for Brother Gibson the instrumental, it wouldn't be a congregation in Murph.
That's right.
Amen. So many Lord used that brother in many ways, but this was his method of dealing with people. He didn't lambast them, but he showed them something better.
Yes, amen.
Shouldn't that be the message? Well, I just wanted to drop that. Let's go home and adjust. I'm not trying to tell you what to do. I'm just making this suggestion, and I want to do it too.
Yes.
Let's watch our remarks. Church is going down. The church is compromised. The church ain't what it used to be. Those are statements are out of line. May the Lord. There's individuals. I heard Brother Warren say one time that he wasn't worried about the church going down, but he was concerned about some people. I'm concerned about some people too.
Yes, that's right.
And I'm concerned about myself too.
Yes, amen.
I might have to walk in the light too if I keep saved. And you will too. May the Lord bless us this morning. Didn't want to say more since that topic kind of came up about the church. Felt like the Lord opened up for me to add that. Well, thank the Lord. Let's just watch that. And somebody come to me at Monarch at that time and says, which preachers are, do you know what preachers that wearing necktie, got television in their home, and different things like that? No, I don't really know. And you know what happens then? Then the next service comes, minister gets up. I wonder if he's one. Is he the one that's got the television? Is he the one that wears a necktie when he ain't around the saints? You know what I mean? Puts questions in their mind, doesn't it? Let's lift the beautiful church up, what it is. We don't have to lift it up, it's already up there. And who's holding it up there? God is holding it up there. And you can't tear it down. I don't care how much you try, you can't tear it down. The gates of hell shall not prevail against us. We need to warn the people. we see the wolf coming and we see things so-called creeping in, we need to say, folks, you better be careful now of this thing. But don't say it's getting in the church, because when it gets to the door of the church, it'll stop right there. Because to get in the church, you got to go through Christ. Now, folks, there's something trying to get a hold of you. You people there, you better be watchful now. There's something around here, and it'll hurt your soul.
Amen.
May the Lord bless. Is this all right?
Amen.
I don't believe this is out of line. It's just something that's been a real burden on my heart.
Amen.
And it's an expression we make, but it's a bad expression. I know what you mean when you say that. I know what you mean when you say that. But a lot of people don't. They don't. May the Lord bless us.